The following ebook is being brought to you by the fitness community. Whether you're a beginner looking for guidance or a seasoned athlete, we encourage you to visit us online and download our app to explore our extensive library of fitness resources. Hyatt for Weight Loss, Torch Fat with High Intensity Interval Training. Chapter 1. Hyatt Unveiled, Your Fast Track to Fat Loss. High Intensity Interval Training, or HIIT, is a revolutionary exercise method that has taken the fitness world by storm. It's a time-efficient, science-backed approach to burning fat, boosting metabolism, and improving cardiovascular fitness. In this chapter, we'll break down what HIIT is, how it differs from traditional cardio, and explore its fascinating history and evolution. What is HIIT? At its core, HIIT is a training protocol that involves alternating between short bursts of intense exercise and periods of rest or low-intensity activity. These intense bursts push you to your limits, elevating your heart rate and challenging your muscles. The recovery periods allow you to catch your breath and prepare for the next round of effort. HIIT versus traditional cardio, a paradigm shift. Traditional cardio, also known as steady-state cardio, involves maintaining a moderate intensity for an extended period, such as jogging or cycling at a consistent pace. While effective for improving cardiovascular health, it may not be the most efficient method for fat loss. HIIT, on the other hand, is a more time-efficient approach. By alternating between high-intensity and low-intensity intervals, HIIT triggers a cascade of physiological responses that lead to increased calorie burn, both during and after your workout. This phenomenon, known as excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, POC, is the holy grail of fat loss. Key components of HIIT: work intervals, short bursts of intense exercise, typically lasting 20 to 60 seconds. Rest intervals, periods of rest or low-intensity activity, typically lasting 10 to 60 seconds. Intensity levels. The high-intensity intervals should be performed at 80 to 95% of your maximum heart rate. The low-intensity intervals should be performed at 40 to 50% of your maximum heart rate. Brief history and evolution of HIIT. The concept of interval training dates back to the early 1900s, but it wasn't until the late 20th century that HIIT gained recognition as a powerful tool for athletes and fitness enthusiasts. Dr. Izumi Tabata's groundbreaking research in the 1990s demonstrated the remarkable benefits of a specific HIIT protocol, now known as Tabata training, which involves 20-second work intervals followed by 10-second rest intervals, repeated for 8 rounds. Since then, HIIT has evolved into a diverse range of protocols, incorporating various exercise modalities and interval combinations. Today, HIIT is widely recognized as one of the most effective and efficient ways to burn fat, improve fitness, and transform your body. In the next chapter, we'll delve deeper into the science behind HIIT for fat loss, exploring the physiological mechanisms that make it such a potent fat-burning tool. You'll discover why HIIT is superior to steady-state cardio for maximizing your results and achieving your weight loss goals. Chapter 2. The Fat-Burning Engine. The science behind HIIT and weight loss. In this chapter, we'll delve into the fascinating science that makes high-intensity interval training HIIT a powerhouse for fat loss. We'll explore how HIIT torches calories and fat, compare it to traditional cardio, and uncover why it's an incredibly time-efficient and effective weight loss tool. How HIIT burns calories and fat. HIIT's fat-burning magic stems from a trifecta of physiological mechanisms. 1. EPOC, excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. HIIT pushes your body into oxygen debt during intense intervals, requiring it to work harder to replenish oxygen levels and restore physiological balance after your workout. This process burns a significant amount of calories, even hours after you've finished exercising. 2. Increased metabolic rate. HIIT ignites your metabolism, causing your body to burn more calories at rest. This is due to a combination of factors, including increased muscle activation, hormone response, and the energy demands of recovery. 3. Improved insulin sensitivity. Regular HIIT training can enhance your body's ability to utilize glucose, sugar, for energy, reducing the likelihood of it being stored as fat. This improvement in insulin sensitivity plays a crucial role in preventing fat gain and promoting fat loss. HIIT versus steady-state cardio, the showdown. While steady-state cardio has its place, research consistently shows that HIIT is superior for fat loss. Here's why. More calories burned in less time. HIIT workouts typically burn more calories in a shorter time frame compared to steady-state cardio. Greater fat loss. Studies have shown that HIIT can lead to significantly greater fat loss than steady-state cardio, even when the total calories burned are similar. Increased muscle preservation. HIIT tends to preserve muscle mass better than traditional cardio, which can sometimes lead to muscle loss along with fat loss. Improved metabolic health. HIIT has been shown to improve insulin sensitivity, blood sugar control, and cholesterol levels, leading to better overall metabolic health. Why HIIT is time-efficient and effective for weight loss? For busy individuals, time is a precious commodity. HIIT offers a remarkable solution. Shorter workouts. HIIT sessions can be completed in as little as 10 to 20 minutes, making them ideal for those with hectic schedules. Maximized results. Despite their shorter duration, HIIT workouts deliver impressive results in terms of fat loss, muscle preservation, and improved fitness. Versatility. HIIT can be tailored to various fitness levels and preferences, incorporating a wide range of exercises and interval combinations. The bottom line, HIIT is a scientifically proven, time-efficient, and highly effective approach to fat loss. By understanding how it works and leveraging its benefits, you can accelerate your weight loss journey, transform your body, and improve your overall health and fitness. In the next chapter, we'll explore safety considerations and precautions to ensure you embark on your HIIT journey safely and effectively. Chapter 3. Safety First. HIIT precautions and how to avoid common mistakes. High-intensity interval training, HIIT, offers incredible benefits, but it's essential to approach it with caution and prioritize safety. This chapter will guide you through understanding who can benefit from HIIT, when to consult a doctor, common mistakes to avoid, and the importance of warm-ups, cool-downs, and listening to your body. Who can benefit from HIIT? HIIT is suitable for a wide range of individuals, including healthy adults. Most healthy adults can safely participate in HIIT, regardless of fitness level. Beginners may start with lower intensity and shorter intervals, while more experienced individuals can progress to higher intensity and longer durations. Athletes. HIIT can enhance athletic performance by improving cardiovascular fitness, power, and endurance. Weight loss seekers. HIIT is a highly effective tool for burning calories and fat in a short amount of time. Busy individuals, HIIT workouts can be completed in as little as 10 to 20 minutes, making them ideal for those with hectic schedules. When to consult a doctor. Before starting a HIIT program, consult with your doctor if you have any underlying health conditions, such as heart disease, high blood pressure, or diabetes, are pregnant or postpartum, experience any pain or discomfort during exercise, are new to exercise, or have been inactive for a long time. Your doctor can help determine if HIIT is safe for you and provide guidance on how to get started. Common mistakes to avoid. Overtraining. HIIT is intense, so allow adequate rest and recovery between workouts. Avoid doing HIIT every day or pushing yourself beyond your limits. Incorrect form. Improper form can lead to injuries. Learn the correct technique for each exercise and focus on quality over quantity. Consider working with a qualified trainer to ensure you're performing exercises correctly. Skipping warm-up and cool-down. Always warm up before your HIIT session with dynamic stretches and light cardio. Cool down afterward with static stretches to improve flexibility and reduce muscle soreness. Ignoring your body's signals. Pay attention to your body's signals, such as pain, dizziness, or excessive fatigue. If you're feeling unwell, stop and rest. Importance of proper warm-up and cool-down. Warm-up prepares your body for the demands of HIIT by increasing blood flow, raising your heart rate, and lubricating your joints. reduces the risk of injury by gradually increasing your body temperature and preparing your muscles for exercise. Sample warm-up. 5 minutes of light cardio, for example, jogging in place, jumping jacks, followed by dynamic stretches like arm circles, leg swings, and torso twists. Cool down. Gradually lowers your heart rate and allows your body to return to a resting state. Helps reduce muscle soreness and stiffness. Sample cool down. 5 minutes of light cardio followed by static stretches, holding each stretch for 15 to 30 seconds. Listening to your body and adjusting intensity. HIIT is meant to be challenging, but it's important to listen to your body and adjust the intensity as needed. If you're feeling overwhelmed, dizzy, or experiencing pain, stop and rest. Modify the exercises, shorten the work intervals, or lengthen the rest periods to make the workout more manageable. Remember, progress takes time. Start slowly and gradually increase the intensity and duration of your HIIT workouts as you get fitter and stronger. By following these safety guidelines and listening to your body, you can enjoy the many benefits of HIIT while minimizing the risk of injury. Chapter 4, Your HIIT Blueprint. Choosing the right protocol for your goals. High-intensity interval training, HIIT, isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. There are various HIIT protocols, each with unique structures and benefits. This chapter will guide you through different types of HIIT, help you select a protocol based on your fitness level and goals, and explore customization options to personalize your workouts. Different types of HIIT. Tabata, the classic HIIT protocol, popularized by Dr. Izumi Tabata. It involves 20 seconds of all-out effort, followed by 10 seconds of rest, repeated for 8 rounds, 4 minutes total. Tabata is incredibly demanding but highly effective for improving cardiovascular fitness and burning calories. MM, every minute on the minute, you perform a set number of repetitions of an exercise at the top of each minute. The remaining time in the minute is your rest period. This format challenges your pace and intensity, making it a great option for building strength and endurance. Circuit training. You perform a series of exercises, a circuit, with minimal rest between each exercise. You can repeat the circuit multiple times for a longer workout. Circuit training allows you to target multiple muscle groups and improve cardiovascular fitness simultaneously. Sprint interval training, SIT. This involves short, all-out sprints, running, cycling, swimming, followed by longer recovery periods. SIT is excellent for improving speed and power. Fartlek, Swedish for speed play. This involves unstructured intervals where you vary your pace and intensity based on how you feel. Fartlek is a great way to add variety and fun to your workouts. Selecting a protocol based on your fitness level and goals. Beginner. Start with shorter work intervals, 20 to 30 seconds, and longer rest periods, 30 to 60 seconds. Choose a protocol like Tabata or circuit training with bodyweight exercises or light weights. Intermediate. Progress to longer work intervals, 30 to 60 seconds, and shorter rest periods, 15 to 30 seconds. Incorporate more challenging exercises and consider adding weights to your bodyweight movements. Advanced. Challenge yourself with longer work intervals, 60 to 90 seconds, shorter rest periods, 10 to 20 seconds, and more complex exercises. Experiment with different protocols like SIT or MM. Customization options. HIIT is highly adaptable to your individual needs and preferences. Here are some ways to customize your workouts. Interval duration. Adjust the length of your work and rest intervals based on your fitness level and goals. Intensity. Choose exercises and intensity levels that challenge you but are also sustainable. Exercises. Select exercises that target your desired muscle groups and align with your fitness goals. Rest between rounds. Incorporate longer rest periods, 1 to 2 minutes, between rounds of Tabata or circuit training if needed. Number of rounds/circuits. Adjust the number of rounds or circuits based on your time constraints and fitness level. Remember, the best HIIT protocol is the one you enjoy and can stick with consistently. Don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. Key takeaways. Choose a Hyatt protocol that matches your fitness level and goals. Start with shorter work intervals and longer rest periods if you're new to Hyatt. Gradually increase the intensity and duration of your workouts as you get fitter. Listen to your body and adjust your workouts as needed. Make Hyatt a sustainable part of your lifestyle by choosing workouts you enjoy and can fit into your schedule. Chapter 5: The Hyatt Arsenal. Exercises and workouts to ignite your fat-burning furnace. High-intensity interval training, Hyatt, is incredibly versatile, allowing you to utilize a wide range of exercises to achieve your fitness goals. In this chapter, we'll explore effective bodyweight and equipment-based exercises for Hyatt, along with sample workouts tailored to different fitness levels. Bodyweight Hyatt exercises. Bodyweight exercises are a convenient and accessible way to perform Hyatt anywhere, anytime. They require no equipment and can be easily modified to suit various fitness levels. Here are some effective options. Burpees, a full body exercise that combines squats, push-ups, and jumps for maximum calorie burn. Jumping jacks, a classic cardio exercise that elevates your heart rate and works your entire body. Mountain climbers, a dynamic exercise that targets your core, shoulders, and legs while boosting your heart rate. High knees, run in place, bringing your knees up towards your chest with each step. Butt kicks, run in place, kicking your heels up towards your glutes with each step. Jump squats, squat down and then explode up into a jump. Plank jacks, start in a plank position and jump your feet out wide and then back together. Equipment-based Hyatt exercises. Adding equipment to your Hyatt workouts can provide additional challenges and variations. Kettlebell swings, a powerful exercise that works your posterior chain, glutes, hamstrings, lower back, and elevates your heart rate. Dumbbell thrusters, a full body movement that combines a front squat with an overhead press. Jump rope, an excellent cardio exercise that improves coordination and agility. Battle ropes, swing, slam, or wave heavy ropes for a high intensity upper body and core workout. Rowing machine, a low impact, full body cardio workout that torches calories. Sample Hyatt workouts. Beginner Hyatt workout, 20 minutes. Warm up, 5 minutes. 30 seconds on slash, 30 seconds off. Repeat each exercise 4 times. Jumping jacks, bodyweight squats, push-ups, on knees or modified, high knees, plank, cool down, 5 minutes, intermediate Hyatt workout, 30 minutes, warm up, 5 minutes, 45 seconds on slash, 15 seconds off, repeat each exercise 4 times, burpees, kettlebell swings, mountain climbers, jump squats, plank jacks, cool down, 5 minutes, advanced Hyatt workout, 40 minutes, warm up, 5 minutes, 60 seconds on slash, 20 seconds off. Repeat each exercise 4 times. Burpees with a push-up. Dumbbell thrusters. Jump rope. Battle ropes slams. Sprints, if outdoors or on a treadmill. Cool down. 5 minutes. Important considerations. Listen to your body. Start with a beginner workout and progress gradually as your fitness level improves. Proper form. Focus on maintaining proper form to avoid injury and maximize results. Consider consulting a trainer if you're unsure about technique. Modifications. Modify exercises as needed to suit your fitness level and any physical limitations. Rest and recovery. Allow your body to rest and recover between Hyatt workouts. Remember, these are just sample workouts. Get creative and personalize your Hyatt routine with exercises you enjoy. The most important thing is to push yourself and have fun. Chapter 6: Fueling the Fire. Nutrition strategies to optimize Hyatt performance and fat loss. Nutrition isn't just about what you eat to lose weight. It's about what you eat to fuel your workouts, maximize your performance, and recover effectively. This chapter will explore the role of macronutrients in Hyatt, provide pre- and post-workout nutrition strategies, and outline hydration guidelines for optimal results. Macronutrients, your Hyatt power trio. Carbohydrates, the primary fuel source for high-intensity exercise. Carbs are broken down into glucose, which your body uses for energy during your HIIT workouts. Adequate carb intake is essential for maintaining energy levels, preventing fatigue, and supporting muscle recovery. Focus on complex carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and legumes for sustained energy. Protein, crucial for muscle repair and growth. HIIT training causes microscopic tears in your muscle fibers, and protein provides the building blocks, amino acids, to repair and rebuild those fibers stronger. Aim for a protein intake of 1 to 1 grams per kilogram of body weight per day, spread evenly throughout the day. Good sources include lean meats, poultry, fish, eggs, dairy, legumes, tofu, and tempeh. Fats play a vital role in hormone production, satiety, and overall health. While carbs are the primary fuel for HIIT, fats also contribute to energy production, especially during lower-intensity recovery periods. Include healthy fats in your diet, such as those found in avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil, and fatty fish. Pre- and post-workout nutrition for HIIT success. Pre-workout, 30 to 60 minutes before. Carbohydrates. Consume a small, easily digestible carb source for quick energy. Examples include a banana, a piece of fruit, or a handful of pretzels. Protein, optional. A small amount of protein can help prevent muscle breakdown during exercise. Consider a protein shake or a few bites of Greek yogurt. Post-workout, within 30 minutes. Carbohydrates. Refuel your body with carbohydrates to replenish glycogen stores, your muscle's primary energy source. Opt for higher glycemic index carbs for faster absorption, like white rice, potatoes, or fruit. Protein. Consume protein to kickstart muscle repair and growth. Aim for 20 to 30 grams of high-quality protein. A protein shake or a meal with lean protein, chicken, fish, tofu, and carbs is ideal. Hydration strategies for HIIT. Staying hydrated is crucial for optimal performance and recovery during HIIT. Dehydration can lead to fatigue, decreased performance, and increased risk of injury. Pre-workout, drink 16 to 20 ounces of water 2 to 3 hours before your workout. During workout, sip on water throughout your workout to replace fluids lost through sweat. Post-workout, continue hydrating after your workout to replenish lost fluids and aid in recovery. Individual needs. Adjust your fluid intake based on your individual sweat rate, climate, and workout duration. If you're sweating heavily or exercising for longer than 60 minutes, consider an electrolyte drink to replace lost minerals like sodium and potassium. By fueling your body with the right nutrients at the right times and staying hydrated, you'll optimize your HIIT performance, enhance your fat loss efforts, and promote optimal recovery. Chapter 7. Recharge and Rebuild. Rest and Recovery Strategies for HIIT. High Intensity Interval Training, HIIT, pushes your body to its limits, demanding a lot from your muscles and cardiovascular system. While the intense workouts trigger adaptations that lead to fat loss and improved fitness, it's equally important to prioritize rest and recovery to avoid burnout, injuries, and plateaus. This chapter will delve into the importance of rest for muscle recovery and growth, explore sleep optimization strategies for HIIT athletes, and highlight active recovery methods that can enhance your overall well-being and performance. The importance of rest for muscle recovery and growth. Rest isn't just about lounging on the couch, it's an active process that allows your body to repair, rebuild, and adapt to the stress of exercise. Here's why rest is crucial for HIIT athletes. Muscle repair. HIIT workouts create microscopic tears in muscle fibers. During rest, your body repairs these tears, making your muscles stronger and more resilient. Glycogen replenishment. HIIT depletes glycogen, your muscles' primary fuel source. Rest allows your body to replenish glycogen stores, ensuring you have the energy you need for your next workout. Central nervous system, CNS. Recovery. HIIT is demanding on your CNS, which controls your muscles and movement patterns. Rest allows your CNS to recover, preventing fatigue and burnout. Hormone regulation. Rest is essential for regulating hormones like cortisol, stress hormone, and growth hormone, both of which play a role in muscle growth and recovery. Injury prevention. Overtraining can lead to injuries. Adequate rest helps prevent overuse injuries and allows your body to adapt to the stress of exercise. Sleep optimization for Hyatt athletes. Quality sleep is a cornerstone of recovery and performance for Hyatt athletes. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Here are some tips to optimize your sleep. Establish a consistent sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up at the same time each day, even on weekends. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Wind down before bed with activities like reading, taking a warm bath, or listening to calming music. Avoid screens before bed. The blue light emitted from electronic devices can interfere with sleep. Avoid screens for at least an hour before bedtime. Optimize your sleep environment. Ensure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool for optimal sleep. Manage stress. Chronic stress can disrupt sleep. Practice relaxation techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises before bed. Active recovery methods. Active recovery involves engaging in low-intensity exercise on rest days to promote blood flow, reduce muscle soreness, and enhance recovery. Here are some effective methods. Yoga. Gentle yoga flows can improve flexibility, mobility, and relaxation. Stretching. Static stretching after workouts can improve flexibility and reduce muscle tension. Light cardio. Low-intensity activities like walking, swimming, or cycling can promote blood flow and aid in recovery without placing excessive stress on your body. Foam rolling. Use a foam roller to massage your muscles, release tension, and improve flexibility. By incorporating rest days, prioritizing sleep, and engaging in active recovery, you'll optimize your body's ability to recover and rebuild, allowing you to come back stronger for your next Hyatt workout. Remember, rest and recovery are not a sign of weakness. They are essential components of a successful and sustainable fitness journey. Chapter 8. Hyatt Your Goals. Tailoring Hyatt for Specific Outcomes. Hyatt is a remarkably versatile training method that can be tailored to a wide range of fitness goals. Whether you're aiming to shed pounds, build muscle, enhance endurance, or improve sports performance, Hyatt offers a customizable approach to help you achieve your desired results. In this chapter, we'll explore how to modify Hyatt protocols to align with your specific objectives. Hyatt for Fat Loss. To maximize fat loss with Hyatt, focus on short, intense work intervals. Aim for 20 to 30 second intervals with maximum effort, followed by short rest periods. High impact exercises. Incorporate exercises that engage large muscle groups and elevate your heart rate, such as burpees, jumping jacks, mountain climbers, and jump squats. Shorter rest periods. Keep rest periods between intervals short, 10 to 30 seconds, to maintain a high heart rate and maximize calorie burn. Higher frequency. Perform Hyatt workouts 3 to 4 times per week to maximize fat burning potential. Hyatt for Muscle Building. To build muscle with Hyatt, focus on longer work intervals. Extend your work intervals to 45 to 60 seconds to allow for more time under tension and muscle fatigue. Strength-focused exercises. Incorporate exercises that challenge your muscles with resistance, such as kettlebell swings, dumbbell thrusters, and weighted jump squats. Longer rest periods. Allow for longer rest periods, 30 to 60 seconds, between intervals to recover and maintain power output. Moderate frequency. Perform Hyatt workouts 2 to 3 times per week, combined with traditional strength training sessions. Hyatt for Endurance. To improve endurance with Hyatt, focus on longer work intervals. Aim for 60 to 90 second intervals at a moderate intensity, 70 to 80% of max effort. Endurance-based exercises. Choose exercises that challenge your cardiovascular system, such as running, cycling, rowing, or swimming. Shorter rest periods. Keep rest periods short, 30 seconds or less, to challenge your aerobic capacity. Lower frequency. Perform Hyatt workouts 1 to 2 times per week, combined with longer, steady-state cardio sessions. Hyatt for sports performance. To enhance sports performance with Hyatt, focus on sports-specific movements. Incorporate exercises that mimic the movements and energy demands of your sport. Interval variations. Experiment with different interval durations and intensities to match the demands of your sport. Plyometrics. Include explosive exercises like box jumps and plyometric push-ups to improve power and agility. Agility drills. Incorporate drills that challenge your coordination, quickness, and reaction time. Remember, these are just guidelines. The optimal Hyatt protocol for you will depend on your individual goals, fitness level, and preferences. Don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. By adjusting the duration, intensity, and exercise selection of your Hyatt workouts, you can effectively tailor them to your specific goals. Whether you're looking to shed pounds, build muscle, improve endurance, or enhance your sports performance, Hyatt offers a versatile and customizable approach to fitness. Chapter 9, The Hybrid Approach, Unlocking Synergies Between Hyatt and Strength Training. While Hyatt and strength training are powerful tools on their own, combining them can create a synergistic effect that supercharges your fat loss and fitness results. This chapter will explore the unique benefits of this hybrid approach and provide sample workout routines to help you integrate Hyatt and strength training seamlessly into your regimen. Benefits of incorporating Hyatt into a strength training program. 1. Maximized fat burning. Hyatt elevates your metabolism, causing your body to burn more calories even after your workout. Combining Hyatt with strength training amplifies this effect, leading to greater fat loss over time. 2. Enhanced cardiovascular fitness. Hyatt challenges your cardiovascular system, improving your heart health, endurance, and VO2 max, your body's ability to utilize oxygen. 3. Time efficiency. Integrating Hyatt into your strength training routine allows you to reap the benefits of both modalities in less time. You can achieve a comprehensive workout that targets both your muscles and cardiovascular system in a single session. 4. Muscle preservation. Hyatt, when done correctly, can help preserve muscle mass while burning fat, leading to a more toned and athletic physique. 5. Increased workout variety. Combining Hyatt and strength training prevents boredom and keeps your workouts challenging and engaging. Sample hybrid workout routines. Here are two sample hybrid workout routines that combine Hyatt and strength training. Routine 1. Full body strength with Hyatt finisher. Warm up, 5 minutes. Strength training, 30 to 45 minutes. Squats, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Bench press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Bent over rows, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Overhead press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Lunges, 3 sets of 10 reps per leg. Hyatt finisher, 10 minutes. 30 seconds on slash, 30 seconds off. Repeat each exercise 4 times. Burpees, jumping jacks, mountain climbers, high knees. Cool down, 5 minutes. Routine 2. Alternating strength and Hyatt days. Day 1. Strength training, upper body. Day 2. Hyatt. Day 3. Strength training, lower body. Day 4. Hyatt. Day 5. Rest. Day 6. Full body strength training. Day 7. Active recovery, yoga, stretching. Remember to adjust the exercises, sets, reps, and duration of these routines based on your fitness level and goals. Important considerations. Recovery. Allow for adequate rest and recovery between workouts, especially if you're new to Hyatt or strength training. Nutrition. Fuel your body with proper nutrition to support muscle growth and repair. Prioritize protein intake and adequate carbohydrates for energy. Hydration. Stay hydrated before, during, and after your workouts to optimize performance and recovery. Listen to your body. If you're feeling overly fatigued or experiencing pain, scale back your training intensity or volume. By combining Hyatt and strength training, you can maximize your fat loss, improve your fitness, and achieve your goals faster. It's a powerful combination that can transform your body and elevate your performance to new heights. Chapter 10, Breaking Barriers, Overcoming Plateaus and Maintaining Hyatt Motivation. Hitting a plateau in your Hyatt journey is frustrating but common. Your body adapts to the stress of exercise, and progress may slow down or stall. In this chapter, we'll explore strategies to break through plateaus, reignite your motivation, and create a supportive environment to ensure continued success in your weight loss journey. Adjusting your Hyatt routine to avoid plateaus. The key to avoiding plateaus is to continually challenge your body with new stimuli. Here are some strategies to adjust your Hyatt routine. Vary intensity. If you've been doing the same Hyatt workouts for a while, increase the intensity by pushing harder during work intervals or reducing rest periods. Change exercise selection. Introduce new exercises or variations to target different muscle groups and challenge your body in new ways. Modify interval durations. Experiment with different work-to-rest ratios. For example, try 40 seconds of work followed by 20 seconds of rest, or 30 seconds of work followed by 15 seconds of rest. Incorporate different Hyatt protocols. If you've been primarily doing Tabata, try MMM or circuit training. Add resistance. Use weights, resistance bands, or bodyweight variations to increase the intensity of your workouts. Finding your why and staying committed to your goals. Motivation can fluctuate, but having a strong why can help you stay committed to your weight loss goals even when things get tough. Here are some questions to consider. Why do you want to lose weight? What are the benefits of reaching your goals? How will achieving your weight loss goals improve your life? What obstacles are you willing to overcome to reach your goals? Write down your why and refer to it often for inspiration and motivation. Creating a supportive environment and seeking accountability. Building a supportive environment and having accountability can significantly boost your motivation and help you stay on track. Here's how. Find a workout buddy. Having a workout partner can provide encouragement, support, and friendly competition. Join a fitness community. Connect with others who are also on a weight loss journey. This could be through online forums, social media groups, or local fitness classes. Work with a personal trainer. A trainer can provide guidance, motivation, and accountability to help you reach your goals. Tell your friends and family. Share your goals with your loved ones and ask for their support. Track your progress. Keep a journal or use a fitness app to track your workouts, food intake, and measurements. Seeing your progress can be motivating and help you stay on track. Overcoming mental roadblocks. Mental barriers can be just as challenging as physical ones. Here are some tips for overcoming common mental roadblocks. Negative self-talk. Challenge negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Fear of failure. Remember that setbacks are a normal part of the process. Learn from your mistakes and keep moving forward. Lack of time. Schedule your workouts into your calendar and treat them like any other important appointment. Boredom. Keep your workouts fresh and exciting by trying new exercises, varying your routine, and setting new goals. Remember, weight loss is a journey, not a race. Be patient, kind to yourself, and celebrate your successes along the way. By adjusting your Hyatt routine, finding your why, and building a supportive environment, you'll be well on your way to overcoming plateaus, staying motivated, and achieving your weight loss goals. Chapter 11, Your Hyatt Transformation. Ignite your potential, embrace your power. Congratulations. You've journeyed through the dynamic world of high-intensity interval training, Hyatt, unraveling its science, mastering its techniques, and customizing it to your unique goals. Now, as you stand on the cusp of transformation, let's recap the key takeaways that will empower you to harness the full potential of Hyatt. Your Hyatt Toolbox, a recap of key strategies. The Hyatt Advantage. You've learned how Hyatt leverages POC, metabolic boost, and improved insulin sensitivity to torch calories and melt fat faster than traditional cardio. Personalized protocols. You've explored various Hyatt styles like Tabata, MMM, and circuit training, discovering how to tailor your workouts to your fitness level and goals. Exercise variety. You've been introduced to a vast array of bodyweight and equipment-based exercises to keep your workouts fresh and engaging. Fueling your fire. You've mastered the art of pre- and post-workout nutrition, optimizing your body's ability to perform and recover. Rest and recovery. You've learned the importance of rest days, sleep, and active recovery for sustainable progress. Mindset mastery. You've explored strategies to overcome plateaus, stay motivated, and build a supportive environment for your Hyatt journey. The Hyatt transformation. More than just weight loss. Beyond shedding pounds, Hyatt ignites a cascade of positive changes in your body and mind. Improved cardiovascular health. Strengthen your heart, lungs, and circulatory system for increased endurance and stamina. Increased muscle mass. Preserve and even build lean muscle, boosting your metabolism and creating a more toned physique. Enhanced athletic performance. Improve your speed, power, and agility, translating to better performance in sports and activities you love. Boosted confidence. Achieve your fitness goals. Feel stronger and more capable, and embrace a newfound confidence that radiates into every aspect of your life. Stress reduction. Release endorphins. Reduce stress hormones and improve your overall mood and well-being. Time efficiency. Get the most out of your workouts in minimal time, making fitness a sustainable part of your busy lifestyle. Your invitation to a healthier, happier you. Hyatt is not just a workout, it's a catalyst for transformation. It's a commitment to prioritizing your health, challenging your limits, and embracing a more vibrant, energetic version of yourself. So, lace up your shoes, grab your water bottle, and step into the exhilarating world of Hyatt. This is your journey. Embrace the challenge, celebrate your progress, and let Hyatt ignite your full potential. The rewards are waiting: a stronger body, a healthier heart, a sharper mind, and a more confident you. Your Hyatt transformation starts now. Thank you for listening. This concludes our ebook, Hyatt for Weight Loss: Torch Fat with High-Intensity Interval Training. To access our extensive library of fitness resources, please download our app or visit us at fitnesscommunity.com.